If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifies great offenses. Wow, that's good for the Tea Party. That's good for all these people that recently have been besieged by the IRS. Did you know the IRS in the last 6 years has gone after, actually it's been that way for many years, but very boldly in the last 6 years, have gone after conservative and Tea Party people. The IRS sent them questions like this. One organization got in the questionnaire was, what is the subject of the prayers of the members of your organization? What do you pray about? The IRS wanted to know what the subject of their prayers were. Another one were asked to commit in writing on grounds of perjury that no one in their organization would protest in front of an abortion clinic or assist anyone who protests in front of an abortion clinic in order to get a 501c3 rating. This is your government trying to weed out fundamental, conservative, constitutional people from having nonprofit organizations. He said, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifies great offenses. He said, stand your ground. Do not back down. If the spirit of the ruler comes against homeschoolers, don't crawl. Protect your kids, but stand your ground and fight it. Because it'll pacify great offenses. It'll make those offenses acceptable and legal against you. So stand up for what is right. Now you've got to make the choice if you're willing to pay the price. If you decide you don't want to file your income tax or have any driver's license, then you've got to be willing to pay the fines or go to jail or whatever it is they require of you. And if that's what you think you want to dedicate your life to do, go ahead. There may be a wise way and an unwise way to fight something. Violence is not an option, but there are ways to stand and not back down. That's a great passage. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifies great offenses.